Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
I have a buy or sell question for you, pretty daddy.
What do you got?
Well, actually, I have two. I just thought of one. Okay. First one. Buy or sell, we're getting a beer tomorrow.
Buy.
Right. Really?
That was an easy one, right out of the gate.
I'm going to hug you tomorrow when I come in.
Oh, no.
Okay. We have a new boss named Ryan Hurley, who I have not met yet. I'm going to meet today, and it's supposed to be a great guy. Buy or sell, you have yet had to explain to him and or he's aware that you are pretty daddy.
Bye.
Really? What happened?
One of our many bosses here may have mentioned my nickname, and I think our new boss, Ryan, was very confused.
Yes.
But, like, I didn't go into the explanation. Maybe he tried to erase this from his memory.
Okay.
But it's been thrown out there to him.
You've been told. Sources have told you he's aware.
Yes.
I find that very fun.
I don't, but I'm glad you do.
I find it extremely fun.
All right, Bill, let's get to some NFL draft here. Buy or sell there being multiple trades within the first 10 picks tonight?
Multiple being more than one.
More than one.
Buy.
Buy.
Wonder if I should bet that too.
You were feverishly writing everything that our buddy was saying today.
I am so excited to bet on this. Gambling's fun, man. For me.
I just don't think I would be good at it.
That is entirely possible.
Thank you.
I mean, I would say that I am pretty good at not being too bad. Yeah.
Pretty good at not being too bad. Okay.
I would say that I'm not, like most people, I'm not winning, but I am able to come close enough that it feels like victory. I'm not having to recharge the account every month, right? Maybe once a year, it's like, okay, I lost some money. I'm turning money over to help build casinos, but it's not at a rate where my wife is contemplating the couch becoming a hotel room. You know what I'm saying?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Got it.
All right, Bill, speaking of money, after posting a career-high 17.5 sacks last season, Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson has requested a trade. Now, Hendrickson signed a one-year extension with Cincinnati last season through this upcoming year. but apparently wants more long-term security. Now, Hendrickson joins wide receiver T. Higgins in Cincinnati, who also has requested a trade after he was franchise tagged this offseason. Bill, buy or sell the Bengals have a front office problem.
Sell. You've got to draft well in order to be in this position. Let me ask you a question. Buy or sell, it's more on the coaching staff to manage the human interactions of these expectations in the front office.
Sell.
Because a GM, most GMs are not talking to the players that much. They're not, hey, what's up, John? You have, right? That's the coaches. It's, but you know what? Yes, it is GMs talking through agents who then have to communicate.
Bill, speaking of contracts, the Lions handed out big money yesterday. First to wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown, 4 years, $120 million. And then to offensive tackle Penei Sewell, 4 years, $112 million. Bill, buy or sell, there's a case to be made that the Lions are the best team in the NFC heading into this season.
Buy. I think there was even before they committed. Yeah. They should have. Look, the Sixers should have beat the Knicks in Game 2. They didn't. Didn't happen. The Lions should have beat the Niners in the NFC Championship game. It didn't happen. That is heartbreaking. But I don't think you can make a case for anybody right now. It doesn't mean it won't go another direction. It's the National Football League. But there is no case to be made for the best team in the NFC other than Detroit or the Niners. I mean, where would you even go for another answer? Maybe the Packers, if you really think Jordan Love continues to make a leap. That's kind of where my brain goes. The Bears, just kidding. That's a little joke there. Bears fan joke. Little Bears fan humor. There's nobody else that I'm worried about or that I'm sure about in the NFC.
All right, Bill, we're on the same wavelength today because you touched on this with our buddy Nick Costos just last segment. Bill Belichick will be a part of the Manning cast, the alternate broadcast for Monday Night Football this upcoming season. He's also signing a book deal and very well may get his own podcast as well. Bill, buy or sell, Bill Belichick's presence in the media will help him land a coaching job next offseason.
Buy. I just had a crazy idea, and I am... I know we're in a segment. Can you still play the name drop thing, or is that weird? Is that a drop within a segment? Is that like Ghostbusters crossing the streams? You know what? Let's just live dangerously.
Name drop.
Years ago, 15, 20 years ago, whenever Scott Peely got hired as the GM in Kansas City, before Scott and I became buddies, before then he didn't want to be buddies. Hi, Scott. It's Bill. I did some stories on him for the Kansas City Star. I went to New York State. First time I ever went to New York City, actually. Flew here and drove up to his hometown. All kinds of stuff. Okay. And I called the Patriots PR staff because you have to do that. Request a conversation with Bill Belichick. And, of course, he was going to say no. And then I got a voicemail on my phone. I got his home number and his cell number. And we played phone tag. And one night we talked for an hour and a half. And it gave me his cell number and his home number. Now, I haven't tried these numbers in years. They may not work. I've never used it because, and by the way, he was really cool. Buy or sell, I'm being serious, that I should reach out to this random number I haven't texted in. It has to be 15 years and say, hey, is this still Bill's number? If so, this blah, blah, blah. Would you like to come on the radio show?
Buy.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, but there's a small caveat, which you may not like.
Okay.
I'm going to peel back the curtain a little bit here. As a radio producer, this is one of my worst fears.
Oh.
Texting a number that you haven't used in a while or texting a number you've never texted before and thinking you're talking to someone that you're not actually talking to. Here's the key here, though, with Belichick.
Okay.
He has such a distinctive voice that I think you have to make the phone call. Because you'll know right away.
I can't call him. I can't cold call him. I'm going to cold call Bill Belichick?
If I got a text from somebody, obviously work-related, I'd be a pro, but somebody is going to respond to you and say, yes, that I'm Bill Belichick. They're going to say, yeah, it's Belichick. It's me. This is still my number.
What if I say, hey, Bill, is this still Bill's phone number? He won't write back. if it's him.
Right.
You want me to call? When I was in, you know who Wright Thompson is, the writer for ESPN?
Yes, I do.
Wright was my college roommate. And when Wright and I were in college, there was this thing called LexisNexis before the internet, really, where you could find phone numbers using property records. And we found what we thought was J.D. Salinger's phone number, the reclusive writer of Catcher in the Rye. And I'm pretty sure it was it. And I left a voice message on there. And he didn't call me back, and it crushed me. So as I'm having some flashbacks to that. You want me to just call Bill Belichick on the cell phone?
Yeah, like he probably won't pick up.
Now, I have a Miami number, so that increases the odds.
I mean, if you could get your hands on a number that would be like a private call or private, like won't pop up.
He won't pick that up. All right, let me think about it. Because he might just come on. He's cool, and he's not coaching, and he's doing the media tour thing.
Let him know that we call Robert Kraft Bobby Cakes. He might like that now.
He also won't remember me at all. But it would be amazing to have him on and just say, hey, this is my nickname. But he wouldn't answer the Bobby Cakes question because he wants a job.
Oh, I don't know. He might answer it now after what was reported to happen last week.
All right. Let me think about it.
This is good. I like this. All right, Bill. Let's stay in the NFL here. America's team, the Dallas Cowboys and Zeke Elliott reportedly met yesterday about a possible reunion. Now, Zeke is a free agent after spending last season in New England with Bobby Cakes and Bill Belichick, and he racked up 642 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. Bill, buy or sell if the Cowboys bring back Zeke, they are not serious about winning.
I mean, it depends on how much they're paying him, right? Sell.
Sell.
I mean, also, in some ways you could buy because I don't think they're serious about winning anyway. But
buy.
Not because of that.
This is a team who let Tony Pollard walk, and this is a team, through Derrick Henry's own words, said Dallas never reached out to me.
They are not well run. They are not. I mean, we made fun correctly, but if you're listening, Bill, very little, because I want you to come on the show when I call you randomly, Bill Belichick for not having an offensive coordinator a couple seasons ago. It's become so passe, it doesn't come up enough, but the Cowboys should probably have a professional football operations person as their general manager, and they don't. It's a great big toy.
All right, Bill, hoopier than thou. Let's get to some NBA here. Minnesota's Naz Reid won Sixth Man of the Year yesterday, edging out Sacramento's Malik Monk in a very close vote to become the third undrafted player to ever win the award. Bill, buy or sell, Naz Reid deserved to win over Malik Monk.
Sell. It's well-deserved, but I can't answer your question the way that you want because I voted for Malik Monk at 1 and Naz Reid at 2. And I'm pretty sure I screwed up my vote and voted for the wrong Bogdanovich at 3 because I knew that I'd done it and I woke up in the middle of the night and I emailed and I thought it was... So when those votes come out and I will, it's awful. But don't worry, he finished 5th. Thank God. When I was a newspaper writer, it's a weird part of the human brain. I would turn a story in, and the way that newspapers work, kids, is they would go to this thing called print, and that it just once they were set. And when I would have a correction, Tom, I would wake up every time at 3 in the morning in a cold sweat and think, oh my God, I misspelled Tom DeCelestino. And I would get out of my bed, and I would have. And I had that exact thing happen the other day. Buy or sell life sometimes. Sell. But no, but life is great. Buy.
Sell.
Buy.
Buy.
By the way, Naz Reid was astoundingly great, especially when Carl Anthony Towns went down and he had to step in. And I understand Malik Monk qualified but didn't play a lot of games to the end. It was a tough, tough call. I just thought Malik Monk was a force of nature. But I understand why Naz Reid, for a lot of people, got the vote. He was my number 2.
Let's finish up with some baseball here. Last one today. Mike Trout hit his MLB-leading 10th home run of the season yesterday. And, of course, the Angels lost to the Orioles. Bill, while Trout has 10 homers, he only has 13 runs batted in this season. And a reminder for anyone who doesn't know, you get an RBI for a homer. So he has 10 homers. He automatically...
Hold on, Sal. Who would know that?
Well, anybody listening who thinks, how can you only have 13 RBIs with 10 homers?
Yeah.
Like, that's hard to do.
It means he's only hit a home run 3 times with a guy on base. What?
Or he drove
Or, well, I guess it'd be last time. only three guys have been on base when he's hit a home run, is the actual proper way to say that.
It's really hard to do.
Hold on, who wouldn't know that an RBI...
Hey, a home run is not an RBI. Not everyone's a diehard baseball fan.
You know... Okay. You didn't know that until recently.
No, Tom. That is not true.
All right.
That is not
true. I'm just checking.
Bill, buy or sell, you blame Mike Trout for still being an Angel.
Buy. Buy or sell, your RBI confusion is worse than my Bogdanovich thing. Sell.
Sell.
That's it. We're done.
That's all I got for you today.
You just put the paper away.
Yeah.
Did you know that a stolen base is when a guy advances without the ball being on play? He doesn't take the base and take it home.
I'm telling you, there was somebody listening just now.
There wasn't.
Yeah, they just learned it for the first time.
My wife is listening, so maybe. But no, that was...
I mean, come on.
Just kidding, Lori.
10 homers and 13 runs batted. That's hard to do.
The Angels, they're terrible. Buy or sell, you're surprised that Mike Trout isn't washed.
Buy.
I'm a little surprised, too. I'm going to ask myself a question and answer it, okay? Buy or sell that Shohei Ohtani moment where he struck out Mike Trout at the World Baseball Classic, and one of the most riveting at-bats in the history of baseball, by the way, had an impact on Trout or the clubhouse. Buy.
Buy.
I think that's a thing. I think that's a real thing. I am not a body language expert. I had not stayed at that hotel the night before, but I went to an Angels game, and just with my non-expertise, I looked at the body language, and I thought, there's a problem. All right. A fun little buy or sell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.